time. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. Amen. The Word of God says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to be have it the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It's time let's bow our heads in a word of prayer together. You know, we thank you for this wonderful day of being at your house. We thank you, dear Lord, for being able to cry hallelujah today. And thank you, dear Lord, for all the things that you have done for us in our lives. Bless us this morning, dear Lord, as we share your word. In your sweet name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I have come that you may have life and have it the full. How will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? I believe one of the things that we need to do a better job in is remembering our past. Amen? We talked a lot about that during Sunday school this morning. Your preacher's wife, for all of you that wasn't here, got preaching on my sermon for the day that we had a little bit this morning. But remembering that past, we are would not be here today without those memories of the past that we have had. A moral day is a day that we set aside to remember the past, the good things in the past, and also the other things that wasn't so good in the past. My family and I had a tradition when I was growing up. We would go down to a little church down in Casey County. Any of you ever been to Casey County before? Joe, you never been over there? Over to Casey County. And there's this little place out in Casey County, the Reber community, and there's Salem United Methodist Church. Now, my dad being a preacher, most folks think that a preacher should never have a Sunday off during the year, but Dad would take off one Sunday a year from preaching. You wonder what Sunday that was? That was on Memorial Day weekend. And we would go down into Liberty. Liberty had one motel. It was called the Brown Motel. If you wanted to go eat, you went and ate. You ready for this? At the Brown Restaurant. I never knew who the Browns were, but they must have been pretty popular, right? They had the only motel and the only restaurant in the whole place. And we would go down there for the weekend, and we would stay. And we would go down to the cemetery on Saturday afternoon. Mom would bring her lawn chair, and we would go and place flowers on her mom and dad, my dad's mom and dad's grave, and to my other family that was down there on the mill side. We'd face all those. All of the friends would come around, and we'd talk to each other and share about what's been going on in the past year and have all those times. And then I shared this morning, on Sunday, they would have dinner on the ground. Boy, don't that sound good. I can still smell that fried chicken, can't you all? And all the food that people would bring in, we didn't think about how long it had been sitting outside in the heat, did we? We just ate it up, and it was good, and we didn't get sick, and we had a good time, and we'd have singing in the afternoon, and we'd have all of those things that was there. It was a beautiful day to remember what? The ones that have been before us, and the ones that gave us the opportunity to share in the gracious love of God. I believe over the years, we've lost some of that, haven't we? We've lost the importance of remembering what the past was so that we can have a what? A future. So that we can have the opportunity to see what God wants us to have. Yesterday, I got to see all of our family again. We've seen them twice in 3 days. That's simply amazing for us. Graduation and then going out. We went out to eat over at the Bread of Life in Liberty. Boy, that's even making me more hungry. Over at the Bread of Life there in Casey County. We went out to eat and we started going down to my mom and dad's grave. And I know Cammie and Gage get so tired of hearing this every Memorial Day weekend. I tell them how to drive out to mom and dad's grave so they know where it is. I show them where to turn. The landmarks that are there, even though every once in a while some of the landmarks go away, the filling station that we used to turn by is not there anymore. There's something else that is there now, and I show them where to go. I take them out to where my mom and dad is buried, and where my grandparents are buried, and where their great-great-great grandparents are buried, and we walk around, and I show them through the cemetery, and I show them where all of them are. And I remember when Gage was younger, he looked at me one time, and he says, "Papa, why are you telling me all of this?" And my response to him was this, and some of the rest of you may be able to agree with me on this. One of these days, Papa's going to forget about all of this, right? And it's going to be up to you all to carry on that tradition. Remembrance is important, isn't it? Our past is important. I've been preaching for 38 years, and I've done a lot of funerals. Lots and lots and lots of funerals. And I would say just about every funeral that I've ever had, you have singing, right? You have praying. You have the preacher say a few words over for the family and words of comfort to the family. But one of the things that are a part about every funeral that you have is the obituary. And what does the obituary look like? Well, you could sort of summarize that up with, this is how you're going to be remembered. And I share in their obituary about all the family members and all their names and who all they're kin to and who are where they worked and where they went to church. And maybe in some of those obituaries they talk about the activities that person used to do and all of those type of things. And I believe all of those things are important, aren't they? To be remembered by those things. But I believe today the most important thing that you can be remembered for is being a son or daughter of Christ. Amen? When someone's obituary shares those things, that is the key of their life. How will you be remembered? I hope to be remembered as a good husband. I hope to be remembered as a good papa. I hope to be remembered as a hard worker. But you know what? The most important thing for me to be remembered for is I know that heaven is going to be my home. That's what I need to be remembered for. Now, in the Bible, we hear about some men that God called and said, you are going to be the one that is going to be a leader. You are going to be the ones that I am going to help others remember who you are. And when somebody hears your name, they're going to remember exactly what happened in your life. Simply by your name. First of all, Moses, a man who we remembered for doing it God's way. Moses, a man that will be remembered for doing it God's way. We talked a little bit about Moses a couple weeks ago. Actually, we talked about Moses' mom, didn't we? And how that Moses' life started in such an unusual way. Oh, Pharaoh was so mad and so upset, and he was afraid that the Israelites would become more powerful than he was, and he was having all the little baby boys put to death so that they would not become strong enough to overtake him. When you think about Moses and the wonderful name that we look back on today, remember this. Moses started out as an orphan, didn't he? Started out not being with his mom or being with his dad. He had to have someone else to come and take care of him. When Moses was full grown, he became very distressed at seeing his own people suffer under the hands of the Egyptians. God called Moses to deliver his people out of slavery. I don't know, that's a big job, isn't it? To think that God would entrust Moses to be the one to be the one that will lead the children of Israel out of slavery. And we know the steps that God took. God talked to Moses in the midst of that burning bush. And Moses had to listen to God. And God said to Moses, what did he say? I need you to be the leader. I need you to be the one that takes hold and leads your children and your relatives out of slavery. Question today, has God ever asked you to do something you don't want to do? Has God ever asked you to do something you don't want to do? I believe all of us can say today, in some way, God has looked at you and said, this is the leader I need you to be. This is the person that I need you to be. One of the great things about Moses is this. I'm sure he had a little hesitation about, why are they going to listen to me? Who am I to be the leader? Who am I to be the one that takes on that leadership role? But the thing with Moses is when God spoke directly to Moses, Moses listened to God and did what God asked him to do. We see Moses went on from there. Think about what Moses saw. And he had to be willing to do it God's way. And he had to be willing to listen to God. And folks remembered him for that. Do you remember the parting of the Red Sea? Isn't that something? There's a lot of great things in the Bible. Some miraculous, mysterious things that happened in the Bible. But when you think about Moses and the children of Israel, as they came upon the Red Sea, as their enemy was coming behind them to destroy them and to kill them and possibly put them back into slavery, they had nowhere else to go but to this massive place, the Red Sea. And there was no way for them to be able to cross over on the other side. And because Moses listened to God, what happened? The children of Israel was able to cross the Red Sea on dry land. I believe today, some of the rest of you, I believe, will believe me here as well, there wasn't a muddy spot on their walk, was there? It was dry from one side to the other side. Because let me tell you, when my God does something, what? He does it right. When my God does something, He does it right. And this all happened because, why? We need to remember this of Moses. He listened to God, didn't he? He did it God's way. We also know how, not only there, but God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, didn't he? Now Moses could have said, well, God, I don't like number four. Let me replace that. God, I don't like number six. Let me replace that. But Moses said, these are the words that God gave me to live by. And these are the words what? I am going to live by. And I am going to listen to God and ask for God's guidance and direction in my life. One of the saddest things is Moses lived to be 120 years old. And on Mount Nebo was where he finally took his last breath. And all the things that Moses did, and all the things we remember Moses for doing, and all the wonderful things that Moses was able to see, Moses was not able to see the what? The Promised Land. But he will be remembered as someone that listened to Christ. Next this morning, Jesus should be remembered here on Memorial Day weekend and every weekend and every Sunday. He should be remembered for the one who died for what? For our sins. Every day, remember your Christianity came from Jesus being willing to die upon a cross for you and for me. We all know the story of Jesus. You think it's how it started out with little Moses is not having a mom and dad and having to be raised by somebody else. Think about the birth of Jesus. How Jesus was brought into this world with a purpose. I believe every little boy and girl, even best little new granddaughter, every little boy and girl that's brought into this world, God has a purpose for them, don't He? Amen? I believe He does. I believe God looks at that as He's breathing that first breath into their lungs. God looks at them and says, I have a purpose for this child. Maybe it's going to be a teacher someday, a preacher someday, a leader someday, whatever that may be, the direction that God has, but this is the purpose that I have for that child. Do you know what the purpose that God had for His Son? Do you know what that was? To die for our sins. Boy, that's a gift from God, isn't it? That was the purpose that God gave to His Son. And when He was born, that purpose was started. And we see all throughout His ministry, in that short window of time, all the great miracles and all the great things that God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, did, and the hearts that were changed, the lame that was able to what? To walk. The blind to be able to what? To see. All the other things, the crippled to be able to walk, and all those things we shared. God was able, through His Son, to do those things because God used His Son for that purpose. To be God walking on this earth. And you would think that would have been enough. That would have been enough for Jesus just to walk on the earth and change so many families and so many hearts and so many lives. But that was not the complete purpose of Jesus. The one purpose of Jesus when He was brought to this world was to die upon a cross for you and for me. How do we need to remember Jesus today? Jesus is the one that gave us our salvation. And Jesus is the one that is going to give us the chance to be with Him in heaven some sweet day. So today, how will you be remembered? Well, we said today, Moses will be remembered for doing it God's way. And we said that Jesus will be remembered for dying upon a cross for our sins and listening to what God asked Him today. But the title of my sermon was not how will Moses be remembered or how will Jesus be remembered. The title of the sermon today is, how will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? One thing is for sure, you're not going to be there when your obituary is read, will you? How will you be remembered in your life leading up to that? Now, most people ask, well, preacher, how will you be remembered? Most people remember me as being the bald-headed preacher, don't they? That preaches down there at Bethlehem Church. But one of the things that I need to make sure that people know that I'm more than just a preacher. I'm more than just a bald-headed preacher. I am a sinner saved by grace, right? And that's all of us. That's how we need to be remembered. Will you be remembered as someone that lived like Moses, that did it God's way? We have a hard time with that, don't we? How many of you just love to let go and let God? That sounds good, doesn't it? How many of you just say, oh yes, preacher, everything that I do, I just turn it over to God and I'll let God do it all. Well, if we're all honest, we don't do that all the time, do we? We have a tendency of wanting just to get our hands dirty. We have a tendency of wanting to change those things. Will you be remembered as somebody like Moses that says, I am going to do it God's way and I am going to do everything I can to listen to God and be an instrument for Him. Maybe. You'll be remembered as Christ. Somebody that went about doing His Father's business. Praise be to God today. We've said it. You amend it. But praise be to God today that Jesus' purpose was to die for our sins and to go about doing His Father's business. Remember what I said a while ago? Not only does Jesus have a purpose, but who else has a purpose? You and me. And God wants to use us, doesn't He? And He wants us to do His business. What is that? What has God called you to be? What does God want you to be? You might say, well, Brother Paul, it's not as big as dying upon the cross for the sins of the world. No, only one man could do that, right? But God has called us all for something. And He has said, this is what I want you to be remembered for. Are you living up to that? Is it something that you can say, yes, preacher, today I am doing it God's way. I am fulfilling the purpose that God has for me in my life. Now I hope today we're here for a bunch of more years, right? Until God decides what? To call us home. You and I don't know the day or the what? Or the hour. There's also one other thing there that we forget sometime. Or the way when God will call us home. But the question today is, how will you be remembered? I can stand today, promise you. I can stand today and do an obituary on each and every one of you here at this church today. I've told people say, what's the benefit of being a preacher at a church as long as you've been there? You know what it is? I know you. I know you. I know your family. I know what you've been through. I know all of those things. And they're all great. But the number one thing that I want to make sure when I'm standing before a group of people or another preacher standing before a group of people and they're looking out over that audience that's there, that preacher and that audience is glad to say with 100% assurance, that is a child of God. That is a child of God. Today, if there's any question on how that you will be remembered, if you are a child of God or not, if there's any question there, we invite you to make that change today where you can truly say, I will be remembered. How? As being a child of God. Listen to him this morning. I have a closing song, John. All right.